So let's see. We've been on the air about a half hour this morning, and I have not talked about golf yet. That's a new record on the Pure Michigan Golf Tour for the 10th year. But there are stories to tell, and they will be told later this morning here on the show, so stay tuned. What a rare instance and delight it is to have our next guest on the show. Usually she stays in the background, but we have finally got her out into the foreground and onto a microphone to talk about the things that that she usually does with us via email or over the phone, and that's Boyne's Director of Communications, Erin Ernst. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
A new mom to boot. How about that?
That's right. Running around, chasing her around, all of that fun stuff.
14 months, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Just wait. The fun has just begun
it's
for you and your
husband. It's going
fast
already.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Mm-hmm. So what's new? What I mean, besides the changes at the hotel here, the Inn at Bay Harbor, which you know, I was telling you earlier, I was here exactly a year ago for my daughter's wedding yesterday. Yeah. It was the first anniversary. And even then, they were beginning to, you know, do new carpeting, new wallpaper, sprucing it up. And now they've made a lot of other changes as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's been about a year that we have been making progress and doing renovations. And we're actually in the process of becoming an autograph collection hotel, which will take place coming up here on June 15th. So it is a part of the Marriott family, which we have been a part of since 2003 here. But we've been associated with the Renaissance brand. And
yeah, they break it up. It's sort of like General Motors has got, you know, the different divisions that within it. And hotels do the same thing, don't they? And they put a sort of a look or a theme, a feel to that brand of hotel, the Renaissance or Autograph.
Yep, that's right. And so that way when you're traveling anywhere and, you know, you're checking into that specific property, you know what to expect. The great thing about the Autograph collection is that it is made up, it's handpicked of properties throughout the world. We will become one of just 100 properties worldwide. And they're all uniquely different. And that's, you know, the great part about it is that for us here at the Inn at Bay Harbor, we don't have to fit within a mold. We can continue to offer the same great service and the exceptional amenities that we offer here without fitting within, you know, certain restrictions or guidelines. And so, you know, we have a lot of loyal guests that come here year after year and, you know, really enjoy this property for what it is, the lakeside retreat, you know, the golf and spa amenities that we offer, the charming communities that are nearby. And, you know, we can continue and offer those experiences and really be a part of, you know, continue to be a part of the Marriott family with the Autograph Collection.
To be in the Autograph Collection, though, each one of the 100 hotels or so is very unique.
Yes.
It's got its own personality, but they're all high-end type destinations, aren't they?
They are, yes. Yep, Autograph Collection is the highest level brand that Marriott has. And so they are definitely all very 4- and 5-star caliber hotel properties. You know, and those are really the aspects to them. They do want them to be unique. They do want uncommon features to them. Guest service has to be exceptional, which is something that we do very well here. From the moment that a guest arrives, you know, that we make sure that they are well serviced throughout their visit here until they leave and we see them again.
So what are you finding drives business at this level of hotel and what impacts it?
You know, I mean, our setting is definitely, you know, number one here. You know, the guest service is also another part of that really drives people to come back time and time again. We take time to make sure that we do the special touches, whether somebody is getting married here, which, you know, we host about 40 weddings here between the Inn at Bay Harbor and Bay Harbor Golf Club every year. And, you know, so we make sure, you know, the night of their wedding that we're doing those special touches in the room, whether you're celebrating an anniversary with us. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people come here for the romantic aspect to it, but
I can't imagine that with this view. No.
Yeah.
Sit out on the porch overlooking the lake.
And, yeah.
Not romantic at all with the sun going down in the west.
And yeah, exactly. So, you know, we make sure that we offer those, you know, those special moments for our guests. And we see a lot of families here though, too. And that's a really neat thing, you know, for all of our properties.
Well, yeah, that's why you got the s'more pit down
yes.
there. That's never going to change, right?
Yeah. And there's, you know, so many more families now are traveling, you know, with the generations. You have, you know, grandparents traveling with their kids, with their grandkids, and, you know, really taking the time to enjoy, you know, vacations together.
Well, we're glad to be up here once again at Bay Harbor and the golf club celebrating 20 years. It's hard to believe.
It you know? Is, yes.
So we'll talk about that a little later on in the show. Great of you to join us. Congrats on the baby and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
In living color, Erin Ernst.
Thank you.